I'd like to thank you all for coming back out. This is Babylon Saga. I go by the name of Yeah. That's Yahweh Supreme, in case you didn't know. I'd like to take you through the experience of my office.
Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah, what's good? Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on. From the start it was Yahweh. He took me from the dark, put him in my heart, so Yahweh got my mind, Yahweh. Show me the times and the laws, the flaws of myself, Yahweh. Let me know to turn to him, only glory, Yahweh. Never bragging anything unless it be Yahweh. He the most high, he my king, he my lawgiver, he my savior, and I'm only praising Yahweh. Told me that my name was Isha, that's man of Yahweh. All fire of Yahweh, whatever it be, you know I breath Yahweh. On my wrist, what does it say? It say praise Yahweh. Y'all can walk another way if you want to, but I'm walking this way. I'm a Israel crew, full life, ride with my homies that be with Yahweh. Only companions, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah, what's good? Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah, what's good? Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, JC, never mentioned by Yahweh. Nowhere in the holy scriptures do you see Yahweh. Mixing this catch you call Yahoshua, Yahweh, Shah, Yahweh, whatever y'all calling him, it ain't Yahweh. Quran never spoke about the man Yahweh. I mean the name Yahweh, the Holy One Yahweh. Not a man that he shall lie, or the son of man that he shall repay. And y'all think he said somebody that could get killed? What you talking? Yahweh died, man. Come on, man. You thinking that Yahweh lied, man? You frontin' now. If you just open the scriptures, you'll see it right there in Isaiah 34 and 16. Yahweh only got one book, so let's look in it. Don't get too shook, minister, reverend, pastor, whoever you are, you spittin' disaster. If you ain't praising the Most High, who is Yahweh? What's good, Yahweh? What's poppin', Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's crackin', Yahweh? On my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah. What's good, Yahweh? What's poppin', Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's crackin', Yahweh? On my mind all day, all night, on my life, we praising Yahweh.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Giving all praise and honor to the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein, by saying hallelujah. Again, I praise the mighty Yah for bringing us through another week to deliver another program to my beautiful brothers and sisters. Hosted once again by me, your host, Moray Ishaya Yisrael, of the House of Israel, of Raleigh, North Carolina. Let me say hallelujah. And I thank the mighty Yah for bringing us again through another week, bringing you nothing but the truth. And as I state to everyone and let everyone know, all the brothers and sisters that take their precious time to listen in to our program of Nothing But the Truth, all you're going to get is nothing but the truth. Yah has prepared me to tell you the truth, and he has prepared me to teach you the truth. But for some reason, if you think it's not the truth or disagree with anything that you hear, call me and let us talk about it. I praise the mighty Yah for all the brothers and sisters who are listening in, and Yah has allowed you to endure. Tonight, we got another good program prepared for you. Tonight's program, oh, and before I tell you about tonight's program, I also praise the mighty Yah and hope everyone had a beautiful, glorious Feast of Unleavened Bread. It's a great time, a great feast, festival that the Almighty has allowed us to remember forever, the day that he brought us out of Egypt, or the night that he brought us out of Egypt. But it's a day that we should never, ever forget. And I also praise the mighty Yah for us not memorializing the Passover, but us talking about the great memorial and the original Passover that the Almighty said we should never forget. So I praise the mighty Yah for that. And I hope you learned a great deal. And I hope you have a great newfound respect and honor for the Creator's holy days. Tonight we're going to be talking about wisdom. But not just defining wisdom, not just showing you a bunch of scriptures on wisdom, but how wisdom has escaped us, and how wisdom is the very thing that separates us from our Creator. Wisdom is ancient. There's nothing more ancient than wisdom. And we're going to learn this. Because the Almighty said he possessed wisdom in the beginning of his way. And we're going to talk about this wisdom, how it affects you and I in our everyday lives. So we're going to see, truly, have you embraced wisdom? Or do you still need to embrace wisdom? And I can assure you, in the end, you're going to have the truth. And we're going to be talking about this a few weeks because it's so many things that you have to learn about it. It's, we can never learn anything in a few weeks, let alone one night. But let us get started on wisdom. And the first place I want you to go in dealing with wisdom is in a book of Proverbs. And I want you to see something about wisdom. And this is what it says in the book of Proverbs, the third chapter. And I'm going to start reading in Proverbs, the third chapter. I'm going to read the 19th and the 20th verse. And it says, Yah by wisdom have founded the earth, by understanding have he established the heavens, by his knowledge the depths are broken up and the clouds drop down dew. And I told you, wisdom is ancient. It's very ancient. And because wisdom is ancient, the Almighty said, by wisdom he founded the earth, and by understanding have he established the heavens. This is how old, this is how ancient wisdom is. And why is that important to you and I? Well, the reason why this is so important to me and you is because what the scriptures teaches us in the book of Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, because I want you to understand how this affects you and I every day. But most important, I want you to understand how this escapes us every day. Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter. It says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, the 6th verse. It says, keep therefore and do them. Talking about the commandments, the laws, statutes, and the judgments. It says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is this so great who have Elohim so nigh to them as Yah Elohim is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is this so great that statutes and judgments are righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? So the Almighty, the Creator, said in his laws that this is our wisdom. This is our understanding in the sight of the nations, who will just hear these things and say, my goodness, this is a wise and understanding people. But are we a wise and understanding people today? Is this what we exemplify today, that people can look at us and say, my goodness, this is a wise and understanding people? And what is wisdom? Where do it come from? Once again, wisdom is what Yahweh used to build the earth. This is what Yahweh used to establish the heavens. And the very thing he used to establish it, he gave it to us to establish us as a nation, so that when people hear us and when people see us, they will say, my goodness, this is a wise and understanding people. He gave us the knowledge, the understanding, the wisdom of the holy, of the Elohims, but we don't want it. We haven't embraced it. And we don't seek her and call for her. And we don't establish a relationship with her. But yet, we say we are wise. Yet, we say we keep the laws of the Most High. So I want you to see for yourself, are you this wise and understanding people? Do you have the knowledge of the ancient? For wisdom is ancient. And really, do you know how to build your house? Watch the book of Proverbs, the 14th chapter, Proverbs 14. In the book of Proverbs, the 14th chapter, it says in the very first verse, every wise woman built her house, but the foolish plucked it down with her hands. How can a woman consider herself wise and she's not building her house? I know every woman would like to think they are building, but most is just plucking it down. In other words, it looks like you're building because you survived 5 years, and you survived 10 years, and you survived 20 years, and you might even survive 30 years. But then after the 30th year, you found out all you was doing was plucking it down. And finally, it failed. After 40 years, it failed. And you did all that building, and it was in vain. Why? Because every wise woman builds her house, but the foolish plucking it down. You didn't realize that you were just plucking away, plucking away, plucking away until it was no more. It was no more. And this is what is being done today. Furthermore, look at in the same chapter, Proverbs, the 8th chapter. I'm sorry, Proverbs, the 14th chapter, the same chapter, the 8th verse. And look what it says. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. How can you build a house and you don't even understand your own way? And if you don't understand your own way, then you can't build a house. And let me show you what every man needs to build a house. You read it in the book of Proverbs 24. It says a wise woman builded her house, but the foolish plucked it down. But look what Proverbs 24 says concerning a man. Proverbs 24, and starting at verse 3, look what it says. It says, through wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it, it is established. You can't even build a house without wisdom. There is no establishing a house without understanding. These are the foundation of building. And most of our houses in the black community are tore up. They're not built up. They're not on solid ground. And even those who think their relationships and houses are on solid ground, chances are it's not. And why? Because you have not embraced wisdom. And I'm going to show you what embracing wisdom is. Furthermore, talking about building a house, look at the book of Proverbs 16. Crooked say, seek the old path, wherein the good way is, and see and literally it says, ask for the old path, and see wherein the good way is, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Our people don't want nothing to do with the old past, and I'm about to show you that our people don't want nothing to do with the old past. And what path can you get older than wisdom? That's what Yah used to build and establish the heavens and earth. You can't get no older than that. In the book of Proverbs 16, the 21st verse, it says, the wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increases learning. How can you call yourself prudent without wisdom. Prudence is wisdom. That is wisdom. That's why the scripture said prudent wife is from Yah, because that's wisdom. That's why the scriptures say in Deuteronomy 4, this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, because Yah gave you the most ancient thing, the most sure thing that one can possess. And undoubtedly, we just don't know how valuable it is. Because if we knew how valuable it was, man, we wouldn't leave. We wouldn't even wake up without wisdom. We wouldn't go to sleep without wisdom. We wouldn't leave the house without wisdom. We wouldn't get married without wisdom. We wouldn't even have children without wisdom. We wouldn't even take a shower and a bath without wisdom if we knew how valuable this thing was. And let me show you this so I can show you how this escaped us. Look in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 9th chapter, because I want you to see how valuable this is so you can understand why it's so important for us to talk about this tonight. Because through wisdom is a house built. And ask yourself, is your house built? Is it established? Well, we're going to see. Ecclesiastes 9, I'm going to read the 16th verse. And this is what it says. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. The words of the wise man are heard of quiet more than the cry of him that ruleth among fools. And watch the 18th verse. Wisdom better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroyed much good. In other words, a man might get himself a gun, he might get himself a sword, he might get himself all kind of things to protect himself and his family. He might buy himself all kind of books, send his kids to the best schools. But the scriptures say wisdom is better than weapons of war. In other words, we put everything over wisdom, and we put wisdom over nothing. The scriptures also tell us that wisdom is better than rubies. Wisdom is more valuable than gold. But we spend every day of our life working for a dollar bill, working for Uncle Sam, working for some quarters, nickels, and dimes. But how much work did you put in for wisdom, which is way more valuable than money? Ask yourself. And then when you ask, get to, and the answer come back to you, then ask yourself, truly, is your house built on wisdom? And is it established by understanding? And let me tell you, y'all not working for wisdom. You are working for money. And wisdom is better than money. You're not even fighting and warring with the best weapon. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. And I'm trying to get you to understand how valuable, how important this thing is. Because once you understand it, once you're able to really truly understand, this has escaped you. Then you can go back and seize her. Take her. Take hold to her. And never let her go. And when it seems like she might depart, you humble yourself and you take her and you grab her and you don't let her go, because your life depends on it. Your life depends on it. And what is wisdom? Wisdom is what Yah gave you in the sight of all the nations. It's his laws, his commandments, it's his statutes and his judgment. And every one of them, every last single one of them is your wisdom. And let me show you some things about this wisdom. For instance, do you know brothers, to the brothers? Because I'm going to talk to the brothers and the sisters. But to the brothers, let me ask you something. Do you feel like a king in your house? Do you feel like a mighty prince in your house? Well, if you can't make decisions without your wife, man, I'm gone. I'm leaving. If you do this, I'm leaving. You're not a king. No, are you a prince? And I'm going to show you why. If you can't make decisions without your kids thumping and hollering and mad and fasting you and expecting you and just being totally rebellious against you, this is not the behavior of the kids, of the children of a king and a prince. I want you to see this with your own eyes. And let me just share some things with you so you can understand this. Go to the book of Proverbs 24. And I won't talk to the brothers for a second, but I'm going to talk to the sisters also. Because I want to see, really, have you embraced wisdom? Look at Proverbs 24. And look at the 21st verse. This is what it says. My son, fear thou Yah and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change. Why did it tell you to fear the king? It tells you to fear Yah, and it tells you to fear the king. And why is the scripture saying you fear the king? Because the king, like Yah, just by his mouth alone, he had life and death in his hands. He can say, man, you gone. You're gone. But I don't. Do women fear their husbands today? No. And then how can you call yourself a king? How can you raise your sons as kings and your women don't even fear you? And what is fear? Fear is the beginning of wisdom. That's the beginning of wisdom. And they don't fear you. Why should they fear you? You're not a king. You can't do nothing. But look what wisdom say about kings and princes. Go to the book of Proverbs, the 8th chapter. Talking to the brothers for a second. How can you say your house is built on wisdom and is established by understanding, and you can't even make decisions without repercussions? You can't even make decisions without recourses. And people tell you, if you do this, I'm that. And if you do that, I'm this. Does that sound like a king? No, that don't sound like a king. Watch what the book of Proverbs, the 8th chapter, says. And I'm going to start at the 14th verse. It says, counsel is mine. Talking about wisdom. And sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign. And princes decree justice. By me princes rule. And nobles. Even all the judges of the earth. If you're a king, if you're a prince, wisdom put you in that position. Wisdom put you in that authority. Wisdom gave you the understanding and the knowledge to be supreme, to be feared. Wisdom did that. Because wisdom comes from Yah. But ask yourself, are you a king today? Are you a prince today? Is this how you rule? Do you rule today like a king and a prince? And you can't make decisions? And you got to ask your wife? And you got to beg your children? Is this how our ancient fathers lived? No, this is not how they lived. Let me show you how our ancient fathers lived. Because wisdom is ancient. I just want you to keep that in your mind. Wisdom is ancient. And Yah gave you something ancient. So you got to think like ancient people. Look what the scripture says in the book of Genesis, the 23rd chapter. In the book of Genesis 23, this is what it says in Genesis 23, and we're going to read the 6th verse. We're going to start at the 5th verse, though, 5 and 6. And it says, and the children of Heth answered Abraham, saying unto him, hear us, my master, thou art a mighty prince among us. In the choice of our scepters, bear thy dead. None of us shall withhold from thee his scepter, but thou, that thou mayest bury thy dead. In other words, other people, when they seen Abraham, you know what they called him? They called him a mighty prince. And in Hebrew, you know what that means? A mighty Elohim. He was a prince. Why? Because there was no one, no family that was greater than the family of Abraham. Abraham's family was so beautiful, so blessed, that Yah said, all those that bless thee shall be blessed, and all those that curse thee shall be cursed. And in all the families of the earth shall be blessed indeed. This is how blessed this man was, but this is how much he was feared where he went. This man was great, and Yah was always with him no matter where he went. Is Yah always with you? And are you a mighty prince? Because if you are, then you've embraced wisdom, and wisdom is with you. But if you're not, wisdom you lack. And many of our people lack wisdom, and they only think their house is established. And your house is not established if you don't rule, if your wife and children don't fear you. In other words, they making decisions on their own. They don't even have to ask you. They don't even have to consult you. They don't even have to concern themselves with you. This is my money. This is my head. This is my brain. This is my mind. These are my eyes. They don't even have to consult you. You're no king. You're no prince. But Abraham was a prince. But not only Abraham, go to the book of Genesis 32. In the book of Genesis 32, 28 verse. I'm going to start at the 26th verse in Genesis 32. And he said, let me go, for the day breaking. He said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Yaakov. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Yaakov, but Yisrael. For as a prince hast thou power over Elohim and with man, and hast prevailed. Do you know? Have you not been told that the name of Yisrael in of itself means a prince that has power with Elohim and man and has prevailed? That's what Yisrael means. And you bearing and wearing that name in of itself supposed to exert a certain amount of wisdom, authority. You have so much authority in the earth being Yisrael that you can approach Elohim. And you got the ways of Elohim. Y'all didn't have your wife approaching him. He had you approaching him. He said 3 times a year, you shall come up to me. But yet, you say, you have wisdom. And let me just show the man one more thing before I go to the sisters. And this is in the book of Proverbs. And what are we talking about? We're talking about wisdom. Because a house is not even established without it. It's not built without it. And most houses just being plugged down, plugged down, plugged down, plugged down, plugged down, until it falters. Look at the book of Proverbs, the 12th chapter. Yah gave you some real ancient. But have you taken hold of it? Have you embraced it? And we're going to get into the details of this ancient thing. And right now we just doing an overview of what you got to know, but there's some details that you have to know. And look in the book of Proverbs, the 12th chapter. And look what it says. It says, a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh a shame is as rottenness in his bones. In other words, when your wife walk around, after she get finished prancing and walking, do the first thing that come to your mind after you see this woman, my goodness, her husband is a king. He's a king. Well, that's what should be said, because a virtuous woman, she don't bring attention to herself. She bring attention to her husband. She's a crown on the head of her husband. When you see her, all you can see is him, because that's how virtuous she is. She's a crown. And why a crown? Because her husband is a king. He's a prince. That's who wear crowns. Crown ain't made for no peasants. A crown is not made for those who can't make decisions. Crowns is not made for people who got to ask their wives and children. Crowns is not made for those who got to share their authority. Crowns is made for kings, and kings are to be feared. Princes are to be feared. They are to rule. And we're going to get into details of this, my brothers. And what about our sisters? What about our sisters? Scripture says, wise woman, build her house. Are you building your house through wisdom? And watch what the book of Proverbs says. In the book of Proverbs 14, let me show you this, sisters. Because this is what it says in the 18th verse. It said, the simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. It's understandable why a lot of sisters are not prudent. Because many sisters inherit a lot of folly, and they inherit it from their mamas. A lot of women been mistreated so bad, they got built-in mechanisms where they raise their daughters, don't let a man treat you like this, and don't let a man do this, and don't let a man do that, and you got to do this, and you got to do that, and you this, and you that. So by the time this woman get old enough to get her own husband, she might have a good man. Her mama might have had a bad man. But she might have a good man. But because she was raised and inherited folly, all she can do is teach how she was raised and do what she was raised on. That's why the scripture says, raise a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he shall not depart thereof. So a lot of women was raised a certain way, and then you find out, my goodness, man, I thought I had me a wise woman, but my goodness, this woman, she tell me what to do. Stop at the store before you get home. Before you come home from work, stop at the store. And I need you to pick up this, that, and the other. They just tell you what to do. Hey, get the kids, because I'm busy right now. Just tell you what to do. Baby, did you pay that bill? Hey, just tell you what to do. And all day long, you don't realize he's just telling you what to do. Now, you cook today. I'm not cooking. Or just order pizza. Just telling you what to do. Because you don't see you have no king and no prince. A king and a prince are supposed to be feared. And that's because of simple, they inherit folly. And a lot of our sisters inherit a lot of folly. Oh, a lot of folly. And they don't know it. They don't realize it. But I'm here to tell you, this is so. Look in the book of Proverbs 19. Just want you to see this. I'm going to read the 13th and the 14th verse. Again, for the scripture say, this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations that shall hear and see these things and say, man, this is a wise and understanding people. Sisters, the people look at you and say, my goodness, this is a wise and understanding people. Sisters, no, they're not looking at you that way. I know you would like to think so, but this is not how they're looking at you. They're not even looking at our brothers this way. Because none of us have embraced the most ancient thing that was at the beginning with Yah. And that's wisdom. Look at 13 and 14 verse, Proverbs 19. It says, a foolish son is the calamity of his father, and a contentions of a wife are a continual drop. And you ever see a bathroom sink just drop water, just drip, drip, and the sink drip, drip, drip. And in the beginning, it don't even bother you. But after a while, when it's real quiet and you really try to get some rest and you start hearing that drip and you be like, I'll be damned. Man, that sink got to get fixed. But that's how your wife is. Just a continual drop in that mug. You don't have no washers. You don't have no wrench. You can't find nothing to fix this thing. It's just broke. And then watch what it says. 15 verse. Slothfulness. Let me find. 13. Yeah, 14 verse. Houses and riches are inheritance of fathers. And a prudent wife. It's from Yah. I told you, wisdom dwell with prudence. Prudence is wisdom. So a prudent wife, that's from Yah. And that's because where you see prudence, you're going to see wisdom. And where you see wisdom, you're going to see prudence. And that's from Yah. Because wisdom is from Yah. And is this how you've been building your house, sisters, with prudence? Are you a crown to your husband? The scriptures say, look unto the rock from which you was healed. Look unto all those that follow after rock, righteousness. If you follow after righteousness, look at the rock from which you was healed. It says, look at the Abraham, thy father, and Sarah, thy mother. Huh? Women don't look to Sarah. Let me show you how righteous and how prudent and how wise this sister was. Then you can understand wisdom building her house. And this woman built her house. Israel, a woman, Abraham told his wife, he said, look, in every place you go, say you my brother. I mean, say you my sister. Everywhere. No matter where we go, when we get to that city, say you my sister. And she said, okay, master. And they get to the city, and they ask, well, who is this? Oh, that's my brother. And a man about to take her to be his wife. And you think she said, well, no, that's for real, that's my husband. No, she didn't say nothing. This man about to take her. And she didn't say nothing. And I'm going to tell you why she didn't say nothing. And then they go to the next city after the man was about to take her for saying, this is my brother, at the first city. When they asked her at the next city, well, who is this? That's my brother. By then, the woman, I ain't saying that no more. Man almost left with me. Now, you be a fool to say that again. But not Sarah. She said it. Matter of fact, she not only said it twice, in every city they went to, she said, this is my brother. And why did she say that? Well, it was easy. Because she was a wise woman. She knew. Bless those. The scriptures say, he said to Abraham, for everybody that bless you, they shall be blessed. And then all the families of the earth shall be blessed through you. And she knew that. She knew this was a man of Elohim. And she was blessed because of it. Furthermore, you know she was virtuous, even though she was putting her own life into danger. The scripture says about a virtuous woman, it says a virtuous woman would do her husband good and not evil all the days of her life. And this is what this woman did. She did her husband good and never did him evil. This same woman, and this is unheard of, our women wouldn't even think about this. This woman that gave her husband a woman, another woman, just so he could have a baby. Women today, I don't care if you're the last man on earth, man, you're not getting no other woman. That's bottom line. It could be a million women, one man, and you're not getting none of them. That's how the women think today. But here's a woman who's virtuous, who's wise, who Yah told you to look to, and she gave her man so he can have a child. You think a woman would do that today? No, because their house is not built on wisdom. If it was, then they would look to Sarah. And they not looking to no Sarah because Sarah doing some strange ancient stuff that I'm not with. I'm not with that strange ancient stuff. So I'm not doing that. That's out. That's for her time. Matter of fact, I can have children. Well, so did Leah. Leah had children. And she still gave her husband a woman so he could have more children. That's why she was considered wise. And why did she do this? Because all she was doing, her whole entire life is seeking the love and the approval of her husband. That's not what a woman doing today. Seeking the love and approval of their husband. They're not doing nothing like that. What I need to do that for? So our sisters got a lot to learn about. Just like our brothers got a lot to learn because they're not ruling. And the sisters not fearing. But yet, you call yourself wise. Go to the book of the Proverbs 31 for a second. Before I go to my beautiful brothers and sisters that's waiting on the line to comment. And you wonder why our house is in shambles. It's because of wisdom. Even the houses you think ain't in shambles, they really are. They really are in shambles. because you don't see it yet. But wait till your kids get a certain age, and they already got mentalities already raised up in them. Already. Look what the scriptures say. Proverbs 31. And watch the 15th verse. It says, talking about the woman, she considered a field. I'm sorry, the 15th verse. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth food to her household, and a portion to her maidens. Who's maidens? Who's her maidens? You mean a woman? Here's a woman that got maidens? My sister ain't getting no maidens. That's too much competition to get some maidens. Heck, that look trying to get some maidens. Bring some women in my house. They don't want no maidens. Not only a virtuous woman had maidens. Go back to the book of, go to Proverbs 9. Not only a virtuous woman had maidens. Watch this in Proverbs 9, starting at the very first verse. It says, wisdom hath built her house. She hath hewn out her seven pillars. She hath killed her beasts. She hath mingled her wine. She also hath also furnished her table. She hath sent forth her maidens. She crieth upon the high places of the city. Whoso is simple, let him turn in here. And as for him that wanted understanding, she said to him, come eat of my bread and drink the wine which I have mingled. Forsake the foolish and live and go in the way of understanding. Even wisdom have maidens. The virtuous women have maidens. But our women don't have nothing and don't want nothing. Why? Because they have never embraced wisdom. Never embraced wisdom. And the man can't help you. The husband can't help you because he can't make decisions. He has no authority. He's not a king or a prince. That's why the scripture says, virtuous woman, who can find? Who can find that woman? Because this woman, she's built on wisdom. Scripture says, faithful man, who can find? Because a faithful man is built on wisdom. They all built on wisdom. And this is the only way you can build a house. The scripture says, unless y'all build a house, they that labor in vain that build it. And most people don't know these houses are built not on wisdom, not on y'all. They built in vain. Last scripture, and I'm going right to my brothers and sisters. And I just quote this one. The scriptures say, raise a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he shall not depart thereof. And let me just show y'all real quick how to raise a child, and then I'm going to go right to my brothers and sisters. And you read this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter. And let me tell you while we're going there, who raised children today. You don't raise your children today. Technically, you do. But let me tell you how you raise them. You raise them as slaves. You raise them in the worst situation and condition a person can raise children in. Because you're not raising them in the ways of Yah. Let me show you how you're supposed to raise children according to Yah in the book of Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, starting at the 4th verse. Watch this. It says, Hear, O Israel, Yah, our Elohim is one Yah. And thou shalt love Yah, the Elohim, with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. Shall talk with them when thou sittest in thy house, when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thy eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. In other words, you're supposed to give them a heavy dose of Yah all day long. You don't give your children a heavy dose of Yah. You send your children to daycares and public schools and private schools, and other people raise your kids. You don't raise your kids because you think, well, they got to learn math, they got to learn science, they got to learn history, they got to learn social studies. And you so ignorant, and ignorant just means you don't know. I'm not insulting you at all. But you're so ignorant that you don't even realize that the laws, commandments, statutes, and judgments are math. They are history. They are social studies. They are science. They are the things you don't even think they are. His laws, commandments, statutes, and judgments is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of nations. If you left your kids at home and just told them about Yah, they going to know everything. And I'm going to show you that. But you don't want to do that. Why would you do that? Why would you want them to know everything? So, brothers, sisters, you got to learn truly what wisdom is all about. And know this day you haven't embraced her. You don't call for her. You're not working for her. You're not crying out for her. Because if you were, would not we see it? Would not she show herself? Yeah, she would. And we're going to get into the details of these things. And we're going to deal with this the next few weeks. Again, if you got any comments, questions at all, give us a call, 347-838-8963. I'll go right to my beautiful brothers and sisters who was patient listening. And I'm going to go to our first caller here.
Shalom, shalom.
House of Israel, Jacksonville, Florida. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Well, not only was the program been beautiful, but it's something that resonated with me in the book of Proverbs, the 4th chapter. And I just would like to read that briefly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start at the 5th verse. It says, get wisdom, get understanding, do not forget her, nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get ye wisdom, and all your gettings, get understanding. Exalt
mm-hmm.
her, and she
mm-hmm.
will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. And that is so powerful because our people don't realize how important wisdom is. And wisdom is the thing that gets us through life. Wisdom is the thing to make us make decisions. Wisdom is the thing that make us calculate the difference between good and bad, how to make discernment, how to make judgment, and how to walk humble before Elohim, and wisdom do all these things, and we let it escape us so often, and we have to return, and this is part of the return of the Most High. The Almighty said, return unto me, and I shall return unto you. And this part of his return. We have to embrace these things. But more importantly, we have to understand them so we can make them applicable to what we do in our daily lives. And I just love the program how the whole family is out of course, both men and women. We done gave up our rightful place because society has taught us wrong. Our own people has taught us wrong. We've been raised in families that's been mimicking what the nations have taught us to live by. And they liberated us and separated us from our own way of life, our own culture. And I like to say, Todah Yah for the program that you gave.
Praise the Mighty Yah. And you're absolutely right, Moray. It's pitiful. We're supposed to be kings. We're supposed to be princes. Even our name, Yisrael, means a prince. With man and Elohim, and it has prevailed. That's what our name means. Our name has prince in it, but yet our fathers were princes, our fathers were kings, but we're not even close to what our fathers were. And the terrible thing is many of our brothers don't even want to be that. They don't even want to be like our fathers. And that's what's bad. And we got to return back to Yah this way. This is the only way we can get back to Yah. We got to change the way we think. And we got to know we hadn't been raised right. And we got to change the cycle. We got to change the cycle. And it starts with wisdom. And so you're absolutely correct. We got to get it together because we don't have it together like we think we do.
You don't?
So I praise the Mighty Yah, and may Yah continue to be with you and your family and the congregation there in Jacksonville, Florida. And once again, I say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Again, if you have any comments at all, any of our brothers and sisters, well, we got a comment. 513 code. Let me go there. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, Moray Shire.
Shalom, shalom, Moray Ishta. From the House of Israel, Cincinnati, Ohio. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, my brother. I just got to say this program was life-changing. You brought
Praise Yah.
You brought out the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth about Yah's wisdom. From the man's perspective and the women's perspective, even to the children. And we truly need to hear this program over and over again and whatever else you're about to teach on wisdom, because to me it was very enlightening, very inspiring, and just beautiful altogether. So I praise the Mighty Yah for what you just taught about wisdom, something that is definitely needed amongst the black families today.
Yeah, praise the Mighty Yah. Yeah, our people... Almighty said he possessed wisdom in the beginning of his way. This is what he used to establish, to build the earth and establish the heavens. And this is what he said we must use to build our house. And when he built my house like that, look, we got kids, we trying to teach them the ABCs. What are we teaching kids ABCs for? Why are we trying to teach the kids to go to kindergarten and be ready for first grade and second grade? This is what a slave do, man.
That's right.
That ain't how we raise our kids, man. We got to teach our kids values. And in teaching them values, you know what they're going to learn? They're going to learn how to measure.
Mm-hmm.
When you teach them values, they're going to learn how to count.
That's right.
And add and multiply. When you teach them values, they're going to learn science. All through the scriptures, it teaches every aspect of life. And we try to teach them that one day a week. And then that one day we can't even begin to teach them what they need to know about Yah. And then after we teach them one day a week, we say we fear
right
Yah.
Right back to the heathen.
Yeah, send them right back. And then we wonder, why you messed up? Why you doing this? Why you doing that? Why you following other people? Well, you got me out there 6 days a week.
That's right.
That's all I do. That's all I see. And so, yeah, we Almighty said we in deep darkness, man. In layman's terms, that means we in deep doo-doo, man.
That's
we
right.
Messed up, man. We got to change this thing around, man. It's terrible. And it ain't too late for us. If we humble ourselves, wisdom still is there and waiting. All we have to do is cry out for her, and we can get her.
That's right.
And it's not too late. So don't think it's too late. You can get her right now. But you got to do some work. You got to put some work in. She too wise to be tricked.
That's right.
She too wise to be deceived. Solomon said, he studied madness, he studied wisdom, and he found out that wisdom excelleth folly as the light excelleth darkness.
That's right, brother.
So, praise the mighty Yah. We got to get it. So, hallelujah.
Well, praise the mighty Yah. And everything you spoke tonight was nothing but the truth. It's amazing. Praise Yahweh.
Praise the mighty Yah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Shalom.
Let me get another caller in here. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Praise the mighty Yah.
Praise the mighty Yah. I got another Moray, three Morays back to back. Moray Naphtali of the House of Israel, Cincinnati, Ohio. Praise the mighty Yah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. And I concur with the other Morays that called in before me that this program is indeed great. It's beautiful. And I mean, the wisdom that you brought forth tonight is really. And I done heard things like this, but the manner that you brought it out tonight, it's just been different. It's been on a level that's real hot. And my favorite thing, and really, I'm kind of in the candy shop. You done said so many things that I can pick from, but one of my things is when you said about the men and how a lot of men claim to be kings. And I hear these rumors going around, and I hate hearing these rumors about men just taking advantage of the law, mistreating the women, and just using the law as their backbone to do this wickedness. And they really not having success because the household ain't happy. Because the scriptures say, the scriptures say when the righteous rule, the people rejoice.
Rejoice.
And only
right.
people that rule, only people that rule is princes and kings.
Yeah.
So when your prince and your king is righteous, well, the household gonna be happy. The community gonna be happy. The state, the city, it's gonna be happy when you got a righteous ruler. And you look at these so-called princes and kings, and you see their household, you see the kids and their wives. They not happy. And I just hate seeing it. And And like you said, and a lot of them, they just don't get the respect that they want. I even experienced it myself. And I had to say, man, I can't be down on my wife because I'm not being the prince. I'm not being the king.
Yeah.
I'm not walking the walk that I need to walk, so how am I going to be up on her? Then I'm just a hypocrite. And I had to tell myself, man, if I want change in my life, if I want change in my home, the first thing I got to change is myself. And then I can try to assert some authority and power without being a hypocrite. But I just like the way you pointed out this wisdom, man, and it's so beautiful to me. And I'm just sitting back listening.
And while I got you on the line, let me show you something. And everything you're saying is the truth. See, a man got to sit back and say, man, I can't blame my wife. The only reason she's doing what she's doing because I haven't embraced wisdom. See, if a man embraced wisdom, it's nothing for him to say, man, you know, I can get a wife. I can get a wife. Don't think you can't be replaced. Because why? He has the strength to be able to do such a thing. But let me show you what wisdom will do. Go to the book of 1 Kings, the 4th chapter. But first he gotta embrace wisdom. And if he embraces wisdom, he don't got to worry about removing his wife because she gonna fear it. She gonna look at him and say, man, I got a wise husband. I'm not about to act like a fool. That's like flushing all my money down the toilet. Because wisdom is above rubies. It's above gold. And look what 1 Kings, the 4th chapter says. I just want you to see what happened when a man get wisdom. It says in the book of 1 Kings, the 4th chapter, and I'm going to start at the 29th verse. And look what it says. It says, and Elohim gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the East Country and all the wisdom of Egypt. For he was wiser than them all, than Ethan the Ezrahite, and Heman the Kekoel, and Dadah the son of Mahol, and his fame was in all nations round about. And watch this. And he spake 3,000 proverbs. His songs were 1,005. He spoke of trees from cedar tree that is in Lebanon, even unto the hyssop that springeth out of the wall. He spake also of beasts and of fowl, creeping things and fishes. And there came of all people to hear the wisdom of Solomon from all the kings of the earth, which have heard of his wisdom. That's when you got wisdom. People want to hear you. People want to listen to you. People want to follow you. People want to be in your presence. But when you don't have no wisdom, not even your wife want to listen to you. Your children don't even want to listen to you. Nobody want to hear. They don't even want to see you coming. My goodness, he coming? Well, let's go. I don't even want to be in his presence. But when you got wisdom, brother, let it come from afar. Just to hear you. Matter of fact, they done heard of you, and they ain't even met you yet. They hadn't even seen you yet. Maybe they just met your wife, and because of her, because she a crown on your head, they know you. They done met you. They done even seen you, but really ain't even seen you, and really ain't even met you. And really ain't even heard you. But through her, they said, my goodness, so-and-so a king. They already know you a king. They already know how to approach you and talk to you and deal with you just because of your virtuous woman, your virtuous wife. And today, this has escaped us. This wisdom have escaped us. And why? Because we have not cried out for her, and we have not embraced her, and we have not followed her, and we have not recognized the most simple thing about her, and that is she's ancient. She's ancient. Yah possessed her at the beginning of his ways, and so you got to look back. You can't look forward. You got to look back to find her. You got to go back to ask about her. And so this is what we got to do. And if we raise our kids with wisdom and we use wisdom to build our house, we will be a king. We will be a prince. She will be a jewel and a crown. And then all the nations and the people of earth, they will say, this is a wise and not understanding people. But let's be honest, Moray and Naftali, they're not saying that thing at all. They're not saying this at all.
And that's the truth. And before you let me go, because tonight you solidified the reason why I just, me as a young man, I'm trying to mold myself to be a prince. And in my mind, the spirit, my heart, I know it's nothing. I feel there's nothing wrong with that, because I feel that that's what Yahweh wants us to be, and you solidified that tonight by bringing out that name. Now, Yahweh said, this is the name. This is what you're supposed to achieve to be, is this prince that has power with Elohim and man. And a prince is someone that walks in the way of wisdom, like Solomon and David. And you can be a poor man, but walk in the way of a prince.
That's right.
Not have no riches at all, but like you said, wisdom is more powerful than riches and gold and jewels.
Yeah.
You got people that's equivalent to dogs walking around with billions of dollars.
You
got men that don't have no money, but they can save a city. They can heal a city with their wisdom.
That's right.
And so it's just beautiful what you're pointing out tonight. I just praise Mighty Yah.
And look, now, Tyler, you got people that find themselves in all kind of trouble, right? I mean, in all kind of trouble. And the scripture says wisdom is better than weapons of war. In other words, you can't even find nothing to fight with that's better than wisdom. You can't possess nothing that's more valuable than wisdom. And you can't build nothing without wisdom. And so wisdom, we can't even begin to understand what wisdom is. And we got to get busy and listen. Just as I want to say this to you, then you talk to me. You're absolutely right. And do you realize there's people who want to take the name of Yisrael? In other words, the greatest blessing that Jacob got, the greatest blessing that Israel got, his children, is his name. And that is our inheritance. Our inheritance is the name that this man received. And Yah had portioned that out for him. And it came right out of the angel's mouth, this great blessing. And nobody on earth received it but us, and we don't even want it. And we sure ain't trying to live up to it. And go ahead and talk to me.
Yeah, and it is while you were speaking, it came to my mind about the weapons of war. That's how you know the so-called princes and kings of the earth today, that's all they got is the weapons. They use their hands. See, they don't have no wisdom. Like a true prince and a king would use, like you said, wisdom is better than weapons of war. So why do a man need to put his hands on a woman he know weaker than him? She can't defend herself. She's not strong enough because he's really weak. He has no wisdom. So he has to take his hands and enforce his will. And I was just thinking, considering that.
And even consider something worse than that. He got to put his hands on a little child, you know. In other words, he don't even have enough wisdom to even get a child to do what they need to do. All he can do is holler at him, "I'm going to beat your tail." And don't have enough wisdom to get a child to do what he wants. And Solomon, they feared him. The people feared him. And the scriptures say, fear the king and Yah. And when you're a true king, your children and your wife going to fear you. And why? Because you got a belt. And why? Because you're stronger. Why? Because you got big fists. Why? No, because you're crazy? No, because you got wisdom.
Hallelujah.
That's what he's going to feel you. Hallelujah. Well, I appreciate your comments. They were beautiful. And once again, they was nothing but the truth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. And again, if we got any other callers, we the time is going off. A few seconds, we will lose our internet listeners, but we're still on with our callers. And I'll take one or two more comments if you have comments. But I want you all to know we got to deal with this wisdom a few more times, because this is the only way we're going to be established. The Almighty said this is our wisdom. This is our understanding in the sight of the nations who will hear these things and see these things. And they say, man, this is a wise and understanding people. Today our houses are full of false balances, and that's an abomination to Yah. And so we got to learn how to turn this around. And the number way, one way we do it, we got to humble ourselves, and we got to humble ourselves and seek Yah and say, my goodness, wisdom have escaped me. But if you think your house is established, if you think your house is, you got it going on, and you straight, and you have embraced wisdom, well, more power to you. More power to you. But let me tell you the truth, because all you're going to get from me is nothing but the truth. If you have embraced wisdom and you cried out for her and you are her and she is you and you built your seven pillars as she did, we know your name. Yah named people that Solomon was wiser than, because they was wise. And he called them by name. So what not, we know your name. And if we don't know your name, it's only because you lack wisdom. Brothers and sisters,